I just know a little bit about this. I'm sort of familiar with the general idea of the blessing boxes, but I understand you're a big part of the blessing box that went up by the Galesburg Public Library. Can you just talk about how that came together and why you decided to that was an important thing to do?
Yeah, I've been like filling the blessing boxes and stuff over the course of the year as they've been built, and I liked contributing to that, and I liked being a part of that. And I lost my brother in June, and I just really felt like I needed a way to, like, memorialize him in a positive way. So he was a really giving person, and he was a really kind person. So I thought building a blessing box would be a really good, kind of memorial and tribute to him and the kind of person he was.
Well, excellent. How did you, yourself construct the box, or how did you plan all that?
No. So I was really the project manager more than anything.
Okay.
I reached out on Facebook and to people that I knew, and I was like, hey, this is a project I want to work on. Anybody have any materials, know where to start? Anybody want to help? And I had quite a few people reach out, donating different materials and things like that. And one of my friends, Ryan Kinnear, actually messaged me, and he was like, hey, I've got like a whole setup in my garage to like do woodworking and building, and I just have been getting into it, and I have all this wood that's reclaimed from barns around Knox County, and I would love to just build you an awesome box. Mm. And he's really artistic, really creative guy, so we got together and talked about it, and he just built me something like beyond my wildest dreams. It is like really amazing.
Yeah, I mean, not that it's the blessing boxes are a competition, but I mean, this thing is pretty big and pretty
huge.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a big box, and I think it's really cozy looking, and it has like a very kind of quaint cottagey look about it. I think the aesthetic is really cool for the library, and just like a very welcoming box too, I think.
Yeah. I think it's really cool and kind of interesting that all these blessing boxes, and even the blessing box that you put together, is very sort of, it wasn't like a organization made a strategic plan to get blessing boxes all over town. It kind of came together with people
exactly.
Just deciding to help, and that's the same with your situation,
Yeah, it's really cool to see that, because like everybody, I didn't even know these times I had been filling the boxes, I didn't even know there was a Facebook group until like 2 months ago. And, I just knew other people who had them built, other people who had them in their yards. I saw, it's very much people are just like, oh, that's a cool idea. I can do that. And, it's been really fun, being in the group and seeing everybody get together and, like, really come together to fill the boxes, get the boxes out, and to really help the community.
Mm. And the location seems really good and advantageous. Can you talk about how you decided to put it at the library?
I actually live right by the library. I live on Cherry Street.
Mm-hmm.
And, I love the library. My mom loves the library. My little brother actually passed away very close to the library. The box actually looks over the place where he passed. So it was just, and such a, like, downtown has such a big need for something like this.
Right.
Like, there are so many, there's the college downtown. There's multiple, like, public housing places. There's there's a lot of elderly people and people with disabilities, and there's just a lot of folks downtown. And so I think it had the opportunity to get to a lot of people there at the library.
And the library is also kind of plugged into a lot of their patrons' needs anyhow, aren't they? I mean, I know it feels like in the last few years they've become more and more aware and involved in that sort of thing. I mean, I don't know if you can speak to that,
Definitely, though, because I do go to the library a lot, and Noelle, who's the director there, she is, like, such a community-driven and, like, very giving person, and even before the box was ever there, pre-COVID, obviously, they had hygiene supplies, food, and things like that there that, was up for grabs for people, and, they're, like, the library is so, like, about the community and so about helping.
If people want to give to the Blessing Box, what kind of items do you think would be the most helpful right now?
So, of course, it's getting cold, so we got to be a little aware of, you know, some of the things. You don't want to put maybe a lot of glass and things like that in there now that it's getting cold. But overall, you know, any kind of food items that, like dry pasta, things like that. I like to put a lot of easy-to-open cans and, like, pouches of tuna and things in there. So a lot of kids and different people do use the box. You know, water is always great because people don't always have access to water. You know, hygiene items, soap, conditioner, toothbrushes, feminine hygiene products, baby items, blankets, like really anything that can help somebody out is just a great thing to put in the box.
I'm asking you as somebody that, you know, has been involved in these boxes and kind of sees how quickly things leave the box, just, you know, kind of gauging what the community need is right now. If you put something in the box, is it generally gone in a day? Is that kind of how it goes?
A day is a generous guess. That will be gone in a couple of hours. The boxes are, so that's why so many people, like I built a box, but there are so many new ones going up. The Salvation Army's been putting up boxes. More citizens have been putting them up. The need is so high in our community right now. And right now, especially with COVID and just jobs and the way they are and unemployment ending for people, there are more people in need now than ever. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there's so many boxes that, I mean, you could fill them up every couple of hours. That's realistic. I put stuff in the library box, for instance, the last few days, large amounts of things. And when I went back the next morning or even a few hours later, most of that stuff would be gone.
Yeah. I read a thing yesterday. I think that that's estimated 1 in 8 Americans right now don't know if they have enough food to get through the day. And I don't think it'd be shocking if that's higher around here.
I would agree. And, you know, I've also heard this statistic that they're saying of people who are in need, 4 out of 10 of those people have never been in this position before. So we're seeing more and more people who are ending up in this position that maybe haven't been before. And the unemployment in our area is pretty high, and I think we can all attest to, you know, just how things are going right now and during the pandemic. And yeah, I think it's, you know, this is a good way to try to give back to people.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, I appreciate your time today. And because, you know, this, the whole blessing box thing and a lot of other things about this pandemic have been sad yet encouraging at the same time. And I think this is a good example of that.
Yeah, I wanted to, you know, losing my brother was devastating, but I really wanted to do something that would, you know, help other people and would really be a positive way to kind of remember him. And just, you know, he liked hanging out at home. He liked helping people. He liked, you know, he was very friendly and cool. So, yeah, it was a good project to get into.